Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. Boy, we've got a high surf advisory up for the north and west shores and east-facing shores of most of our Hawaiian islands. There's a high wind warning for this afternoon. It starts at 4 o'clock for most areas. It's already blowing 45 miles an hour, some parts of Kauai. And that high wind warning is in effect until tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. There's a wind advisory that starts this afternoon. It's just going to be windy, some rain, and of course, high surf. And we're going to have a partly sunny day. If you'd like to test out your golf game in the wind, see if you can keep it low, that would be the way to go this morning. It's going to be interesting on the show. Interesting that Patrick Reed is all the talk, while Callaway is the club I'm featuring, or the brand I'm featuring, this morning. And we'll be talking with a man who knows all about the background of golf broadcasting. His name is Keith Hirschland, and he'll be right with us after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And the Hawaii Auto Show is this weekend. Check out the Acura prototype, the TLX dual-injected 3.5-liter V6 featuring a new 9-speed automatic, 2.4-liter inline-4, an 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, super handling, all-wheel drive. This has got the low, wide, sporty look with 20-inch alloy wheels, but it's an elegant sedan. I'd like them to bring in the TLX GT race car and that NSX concept car, but go to the Hawaii Auto Show today. Check out that TLX prototype. All right, on the tour. We're following the PGA Tour because the LPGA's taken the week off. They'll be in action next week. It is the Founders Cup. The LET is playing, and they're, I believe, in Morocco right now. We'll have a little bit more on them. But Retief Goosen, yes, Retief Goosen, U.S. Open champion, moved up to T2. He was way down the leaderboard. He shot up 62 positions because he shot a 64 today. He's already in the clubhouse. Robert Garrigues, he is on fire. He goes into moving day with the lead after the 2 days of play already. Garrigues says he's been making all of the putts, and it's all coming together.
After all the work you put in as a professional, your positive outlook on your game has to help you at some point. And I kept saying I'm not making bad putting strokes. My alignment's good. I'm making good strokes. They're just not going in. And when they do start going in, you're like, okay, you know, I'm working on the right stuff. And that, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, with the training and your diet and everything that you do and, you know, everything you put into your game, you know, it's nice to see everything kind of funnel into place. And that's what's happened with the putting. You know, I don't know if I'm going to putt good this weekend, but I know I'm doing the right things, and that's the most important thing. You know, it might not be this week. It could be next week. It could be at the Masters. You never know, and that's why we keep going and, you know, keep fighting.
Everybody wants to peek at the Masters going into the majors. Let's talk now with Keith Hirschland, golf television producer, 19 years with Golf Channel, started with ESPN, but really he started at the age of cognition in his father's television station. Welcome to the show, Keith.
It's my great pleasure, Danielle, and I'm always honored that you asked me to be on. I love listening to your show. You do a great job, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Author of Cover Me, Boys, I'm Going In, tells you all about the background of his life, getting into broadcasting. What have you been doing since leaving Golf Channel? I can't help but think that you must be watching television, watching the way it's being produced, and thinking of ways it could be done better.
I've been doing a lot of that. We got a new puppy, so that's keeping me busy. But I do. Before I left Golf Channel, even when I was working there for all those years, I always watch as much, not only golf on TV, but sports on TV, because I think that everybody does it a little bit differently, and you can always learn and you can always do something better. If you're not trying to get better every day, then, you're not doing your job. So I love watching, the way Tommy Roy works, and I love watching Lance Barrow's shows, and I love watching the Golf Channel just to see what they're doing next. And the stuff with the Pro Tracer now, which, I kind of have mixed feelings about, and some of the things that they're doing on Golf Channel. And, of course, all those folks are, most of them, I should say, are still my great friends. So I love watching them work.
Why do you have mixed feelings about the Pro Tracer?
I think it's great technology, and I love the eye candy aspect of it. Why my emotions are mixed, I think, is because it tends to look the same on every shot.
Yes.
So if you don't have perspective of why this shot is different than the next shot or somebody else's shot or what they're trying to do with it, I think it gets lost in just looking like a pretty red line on the screen. And if, Jordan Spieth's Pro Tracer shot looks exactly like Patrick Reed's Pro Tracer shot, which looks exactly like Harris English's Pro Tracer, there's no perspective. There's nothing comparing side by side or a bad shot
Keith, I thought it was me. I thought I was just too stupid to understand what I wasn't seeing.
But it looks cool. I mean, I get, it looks cool the first time, and then after the 10th time, that's my point. I mean, after the 10th time of just looking at it shot after shot after shot, it's...
It's just all the same. Tell me something. I got to know, why does the quality of the PGA Tour production look so much richer than what I see on the LPGA, the Champions Tour, even the European Tour?
That's a great question. It shouldn't. I think that depending on who you're watching, my guess would be that, there are slight adjustments made, in every broadcast truck. CBS's, the guy that sits in controls of CBS's video department may, like his greens a little more rich or his blues a little different shade than the guy that sits in the NBC truck. For the most part, everybody's got the same gear, so I'm guessing that it's pretty much the way they set up the cameras and the way that, Tommy Roy may like his show to look as compared to what a Lance Barrow may like his show, in terms of saturation and richness.
Interesting. I thought it was cameras.
There could be some things, in the broadcast that, the technical side of things has never been my bailiwick, but I always know when something doesn't look the same as something else. So I can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. It just seems like I can only think of the word richer, but let me ask another question. Fox, of course, jumping in with USGA coverage, right?
Right.
All of it. And I was wondering, how's Fox going to go about broadcasting? I'm looking at the new PGA Tour site, and it's got pictures, it's got this, and loads really slow, but it's got all this stuff once it does load. Okay? Now, what if you put, like, a split or quad screen up so that you can, you know how you choose which shots to play live and which you've recorded, and you can read all of this and cover me, boys, I'm going in. Yeah, and then you decide what you're going to play in replay to show, and just a few minutes ago this happened, and then you could put it in quad screens. There could be four screens going on the television screen.
Absolutely. I mean, you could, I think what Fox did, and I think that, no matter how you feel about anybody's broadcast, I think bringing in another major player is only good for the game and is only going to be great for golf, because Fox knows how to produce and televise major sporting events. So the fact that they're involved in golf, and I know they wanted to be involved in golf for a long time, is only good for the game. I think they made a brilliant hire in Mark Loomis, who worked at ABC and ESPN running their golf shows for a number of years before he left there to go to Major League Baseball. But he's back, and he's brilliant, and he's going to do a great job, and he's going to put together a great team. And You know, what they're going to do technically, that's a great question. And I'm sure those brilliant minds at Fox are going to sit down and throw a million things against the wall and see what sticks. The quad splits thing is an interesting concept. And I hate to go back to the mixed emotions theme, but I have mixed emotions about that too, because I think in this day and age, asking people to look at more than one thing at a time on a screen is not that big of a deal.
It's not.
But at the same time, my feeling is that when you do that, you're automatically asking the viewer to not pay attention to something on the screen. Because you can't look at four things at once, no matter what you think your mind can do. Mm-hmm. You're going to concentrate on one of those four screens, which means you're not really looking at one of the other screens. So then you're asking the viewer to say, you pick which of these four things is the most important to you. Now, you might say, well, that's exactly what I want, because I may want to watch Tiger instead of watching Sergio, and the fact that they're both on the screen at the same time, I can pay attention to one and not the other, and if I want, I can go back and forth when Tiger's not doing anything and Sergio's actually hitting a shot. So I think you've got a great idea right there. It's just a question of, you know, how you manage that and how you make that work and how you justify the fact that now, you know, you're kind of asking the producer not to be as much of a producer anymore when you do that too, because you're saying, here's everything that's going on the golf course on your TV screen, you guys decide.
I get it, but at the same time, I think it actually makes the producer work a little bit harder.
No question. That's not, no question, which isn't a bad thing either. And the other thing is, you know, I think that golf is way behind in the and racing does this, auto racing does this now at almost every race. But to me, sports that don't have stops, sports that don't naturally have breaks in the action, should have constant on-screen presence. And when racing does the side-by-side with the smaller screen with the golf action and the bigger screen, or the racing action and the bigger screen with the commercial on, to me is a no-brainer.
That's so
I
cool.
I think Golf Channel should be doing that, and NBC and any golf show should be doing that every single time, because the action doesn't stop in golf. So there are no natural times to go to commercial. And again, to go back to what you said before, the viewer can handle a couple of things on the screen at once. So let them watch golf on a smaller screen, the commercial on a bigger screen, the advertiser still gets his bang for the buck. And if something really important happened after the commercial, you replay it full screen and say, you know, wasn't this a great shot?
Yeah.
I think golf is way behind in that. And I've been trying to get, you know, when I was at Golf Channel, I tried to get the guys at the Golf Channel to do that for years and years and years and years, and the sales guys always fought us on that.
Well, you know, a lot of people still say, you know, to get a good nap, turn on golf. And that's sad, you know? We're going to take a commercial break. I want to talk a little bit about Tiger Woods' healthiness, Ryder Cup, and how much does golf lose in the weight of, at least in the U.S., in the way of ratings, if Tiger Woods isn't playing Ryder Cup. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with Keith Hirschlin. He's the author of Cover Me Boys, We're Going In, or I'm Going In. He's a golf TV producer. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. property, guard, and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
We have a new phone number for you to call with your questions or your comments or your suggestions. The number is 844-332-8500. Please call that number. It's 844-332-8500. With your questions, your comments, or your suggestions about your game, or about the game, or about what we're talking about. Let us know maybe what the funniest or most memorable moment was that happened to you on the golf course. You could be the winner of a couple of sleeves of golf balls. The number is 844-332-8500. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Let's give away some Bridgestone golf balls, some E6s. That's right, the best-selling Bridgestone golf ball, E6. The number is 808-296-5467. Caller number 9 is the winner. We're talking with Keith Hirschland, golf television producer, author of Cover Me, Boys, I'm Going In. Let's see now. Tom Watson at Toshiba, he says about Tiger Woods, I want Tiger to be on the team in the worst way. I just hope he's healthy enough to be able to play. Well, that's a big question, isn't it? And so talking with Keith Hirschland about ratings and about the impact Tiger has, what kind of ratings problem, I mean, what kind of just sort of promotion problem would the golf industry have if Tiger Woods were not healthy enough to play, if he wasn't a captain's pick, which he'd have to be right now? Keith?
You know, that's a great question, and I think that for the first time, or if it happened this next Ryder Cup, I'm not sure the ratings always go down when Tiger is A, not competitive, or doesn't play. I mean, that's just a fact. You know, I think Ryder Cup is still such a golf spectacle and still such an interesting event that I think if Tiger was unable to play, I think that the ratings would suffer a little bit, but I don't think the ratings would suffer a major hit if he wasn't able to play, especially if he's injured. You know, if he's healthy and doesn't qualify, which, you know, I'm not sure anybody can fathom, then that might be another story, because that is going to signal, you know, the platonic shifts in golf. I mean, and that day's coming. And I think golf networks and golf producers are, you know, whether they want to or not, they got to start preparing for that. And, you know, we tend to, announcers and everybody tends to suffer with an overdose of hyperbole in trying to make Jordan Spieth the next great thing, or Patrick Reed the next great thing.
Yeah.
And that can't happen. As you know better than anybody, it just does happen.
That's
you can't make it happen. So
I wish we'd, you know, it's you either got the charisma or you don't. And it's
right.
it's you know, people criticize Michelle Weave for not having lived up to her potential. Well, that's the potential that we decided she was going to have. You know,
we
made that ruling, and then we're disappointed, so it's her fault. I'm sorry,
right.
It doesn't work like that. She just is charismatic. You either are charming or you're not. I mean, it's difficult to learn charm. Tiger Woods smiles and the whole world lights up. It just is.
Right? Or shoot 66 and the whole world lights up.
You can't help but watch the guy. You watch Retief Goosen shoot a 64 and you go, okay, that was great. That was a great round. But he doesn't have, I mean, I followed him at Sony because I knew he's a great golfer. I was behind Pat Perez. They were in the same group. You know, they're great guys. Don't get me wrong. They're all great guys. There's just the je ne sais quoi factor. Let's talk about something that I really, you know, speaking of Patrick Reed, he just sort of lit up when he said, I'm one of the top five golfers in the world. You know, whatever he said when he won, you know, it was very sweet.
Right.
And he's 23, and he's supposed to feel like that because he just won a golf tournament, for heaven's sake. And he won three already, and he's fabulous. And he's got, his mental game is definitely going to be on top of the world, right? So based on that, I started on Facebook with, okay, who's your top five? I kind of liked what Golf Central's Trip Eisenhower said. So I just put out there, he said, number five, Hideki Matsuyama, number four, Harris English, number three, Patrick Reed, number two, Jordan Spieth, and number one, Rory McIlroy, the top five under 25, because you can't go with the, you know, the of all time. You get, you know, that's impossible.
Right.
So then Carol Mann said, Danielle, would you make a top five list of golf female golfers? So I came up with a list of potential top five for, again, under 25. And it was number five, Caroline Hedwall, Lizette Salas, Lydia Ko, Lexi Thompson, Jessica Korda. And folks said, you know, what about Charlie Hull and Michelle Wee and Arya Jutanagarn and Amelia Lewis? Okay, so that's more than five.
Aren't lists great?
Yes.
You know, I love it.
They're wonderful. And so the next thing that came up was, all right, let's do top five women golfers of all time.
Whew.
And that's really, really hard. Really hard, but I decided it can't be based on winning alone, because all you'd have to do is go the winning list, right? Top five, bing. So I decided to make it top five, not just the record, but influence on the game, like Tiger and Jack's influence on the game with fans and the general public, or I should say Arnold and Tiger, you know, the people who really just catapulted golf into the general public's mind. So my five: Nancy Lopez, Patty Berg, Mickey Wright, Kathy Whitworth, and number one, Annika Sorenstam. So what was your five?
Okay.
What's your five?
Aren't lists great? Because, you know, when you limit it to any number, whether it's 5 or 10 or 15 or 20, you're always going to leave somebody that may be deserving off. And, you know, yours is a great list. There's not one single person who pays any attention to golf that could ever argue with that list you put together. But then there are people that are going to say, well, what about Julie Inkster, who, you know, played three decades, 31 wins, 7 majors, more Solheim Cup match wins than any other American. You know, what about Patty Sheehan, who, you know, 35 wins, 6 majors. You know, Donna Capone won back-to-back U.S. Opens, almost won 3 straight U.S. Opens. Carol Mann, there are so many worthy people. I think that you have to say Nancy, just because Nancy, to me, and, you know, I've been around the game for a while, to me, Nancy is the LPGA equivalent of Arnold Palmer. She brought, she just brought charisma and a different group of people to the game, and she was, you know, I mean, she never was on the golf course or off the golf course without a smile on her face, stayed for hours signing autographs, talking to people, still, you know, one of the nicest people in the world. She's got to be on your list. And I would agree with you wholeheartedly on Annika being number one. I mean, this Annika is Tiger. I mean, Annika is, in my opinion,
right?
You know, and the Kathy Whitworth fans out there, you know, are
88 wins in 92 seconds. You know,
she's the greatest. Kathy Whitworth was great, but, and again, you know, I'm going to upset some people, but, you know, she didn't play in an era where there was as much competition.
That's true.
You know,
that's
Annika.
True.
Annika, in my opinion, is the greatest female player of all time.
Okay. Now, I have to wrap it up because we have our my next guest is waiting for us. But I just want to say that for all of you saying, what about Babe Zaharias? I put her in a completely different category.
Yeah,
I put her as, she's the top female athlete of all time and a golfer. That's it. You know, she was, she ruffled feathers. She was brash. She was boastful. She was amazing. And you just read Wonder Girl, and you're just blown away by her accomplishments in the Olympics. Babe Zaharias was so much more than a golfer and a great golfer. It's great talking with you. We'll have to do this again because we never have enough time. Keith Hirschland, author, Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, TV Golf producer. I hope you're back on the job soon.
Thanks, Danielle. It's always great being with you, and let's do it again.
Excellent. We'll be back right after this. We're going to be talking with Chris Wright, Callaway. Man, did you see those speed regimes? They just flew right through. This is the Golf Club. I'm Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And we're bringing into the clubhouse right now Chris Wright, Callaway Hawaii rep, and he's on his way to a demo day. Where's the demo day, Chris?
Danielle, today we're going to be at Mililani Golf Club from 10 o'clock to 2.
Excellent. Mililani Golf Club. I'd say hi to Guy Yamamoto. What a great course that is. I've got to go play really, really soon. You know, I've got so much. What did you guys do over at Callaway? I had Roger Cleveland on in September or October. We had a great conversation. He didn't tell me about all these new things.
You know what? Roger is an integral part of the R&D team. You know, he founded Cleveland Golf, and 18 years ago, Mr. Callaway picked him up in free agency when Roger sold his company. And he's been an integral part of the design team for the last 18 years. But everything is pretty much under wraps until we launch. So, not surprising there.
Yeah, okay. Now, on the Big Bertha, I can't tell you, in the 90s, you rescued so many women and men in this game, because as soon as the Big Bertha with that giant head came out, they're like, oh, yeah, we can still play. So,
okay, giant. Back then, Big Bertha was introduced in 1991. It was made of stainless steel, and the volume of that club head was 202 cubic centimeters, and that's about the size of a three wood now. So,
isn't that something?
It was big at the time.
It was huge at the time, but compared to what you've got out now with the gravity core technology, the tungsten weighting on one end, you drop it into the body. You know, this is where I went, huh? This is a golf club head, a driver head with moving parts. Definitely.
You know, it's crazy. I was talking to one of my customers yesterday, and tomorrow marks my 16th year with Callaway. So I was hired March 16th, 1998.
Wow.
And at the time, we had three drivers in play. And we had the biggest Big Bertha, we had the great Big Bertha, and we had the Big Bertha Warbird. And the biggest Big at the time was huge, and it was 300 cubic centimeters. It retailed at $499. And now, at $499, we have the Big Bertha Alpha that you just mentioned. And there are just such an upgrade. There's just so much more value in the marketplace right now. It's crazy. Our R&D team takes our $30 million a year that we spend, and we put it to good use. A good chunk of that is focused on the driver, and I'm happy to say we've got the X2 Hot drivers as well as the Big Bertha and Big Bertha Alpha. So we're ready in 2014.
That's awesome. With this Big Bertha Alpha, there's four ways to adjust this club, isn't there? I mean,
it has eight different settings, Danielle. Huh. So you can do four different
four different loft settings. So say the loft is 9 degrees, it's stated as 9 degrees, you can make it as strong as 8 or as weak as 11. So it'd be 8, 9, 10, or 11 degrees. You can also set it up for a directional alignment based on Y angle for a draw or a neutral. So basically you have, you have 8 different settings on that one golf club. And it's, pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. You've got to go to Mililani Golf Course. They're having a demo day. Callaway will be there. Chris Wright is on his way over there. So not only can you get this club, you can have it adjusted right then, right there. I'm saying that as though I know that you'd have the time to do it. Do you have the time to do that?
No, definitely. I mean, the demo days are great. I'll have my tech rep with me, Cassandra, and we'll definitely be able to come out and fit people and get them into the proper setup.
Excellent. Now, Callaway Edge, the sets are in the store this weekend. This is, I think, the most brilliant thing, and I think Patrick Reed even does this. It's not just for high handicappers, the idea of combining hybrid and irons together. And tell us about these iron sets.
Yeah, the hybrid just makes, it almost makes the long iron obsolete. So the hybrid clubs are typically offered in the same loft as like a 3-iron, 4-iron, 5-iron, possibly even a 6-iron, which we do in the Edge set. But, the hybrids are going to have, typically they're going to be, 1 inch longer than their stated irons. They're going to have a lower center of gravity because of the wider sole. It's going to be easier to hit, and it won't have the workability of an iron. So in other words, it'll be easier to shape the shot with a 4-iron or a 5-iron, but it's just so much easier to hit the ball more solidly with a hybrid golf club.
I just think it makes so much sense to mix your set. To me, I would rather build my set one club at a time, knowing what club I really need, and then as I get better, adding to that set a club that would just enhance my game, rather than trying to figure out what 14 clubs can do. I think that's a lot for somebody who's a beginner or a recreational golfer. Just something to think about. Thanks. X2 Hot Fairway Woods. X2 Hot. How did you guys... You got the 2 deep, the 3 deep, the 5 deep fairway woods.
All right, let's not confuse people here. Basically, we've got the X2 Hot, which is a stainless steel club head, graphite shaft.
Okay.
And then we have the Big Bertha fairway wood. The Big Bertha fairway wood is basically the same construction as X2 Hot, but it has a little more adjustability. So with the Big Bertha fairway wood, you can access the club head from the sole, detach the club head, change shaft settings so you can make the golf club 1 degree stronger, 1 degree weaker, 2 degrees weaker. You can change the directional alignment to neutral or draw. With the X2 Hot, though, last year we had X Hot. In 2013, the hero product for Callaway Golf was our fairway wood, the X Hot fairway wood. So it had a really, really thin face. It's a Carpenter 455 face on a stainless steel head. And then we, in 2014, our X2 Hot incorporates the same technology, but our engineers were able to lower the center of gravity a little. We have about 10% lower CG, so that's going to launch the ball a little higher with the fairway wood. And then we were able to make the face a little thinner in the heel and a little thinner on the toe. And what the thin face does is it provides really, really fast ball speed. It has a very efficient energy transfer. So when you miss the center of the face, whenever you hit it on the center of the face, you're going to hit a good shot.
Huh.
But when you miss the center of the face with a thin face, now you have really high ball speed. As long as that club head is stable, and then we've done that with some back ribbon weighting. But it's the technology is really, really fantastic in the 2014 line. So really thin face technology on the X2 Hot fairway woods, and come out today and try them from 10 to 2 at Mililani.
Yeah, so we've got the Big Bertha driver line, We've also got the Big Bertha Fairway Woods, adjustable fairway woods, okay? And the X2 Hot, this new line of fairway woods in like there was the X Hot, now there's the X2 Hot. Which would you recommend for somebody, let's say a high handicapper? Would you send them into the Big Bertha Fairway Wood?
Well, Big Bertha is our highest technology platform. There's no two ways about it. In the driver, it's a multi-material club head design. The multi-material, one of the materials is forged composite. That's on the top of the golf club, the crown. That enables our engineers to position mass in different areas, so we have more discretionary mass for our designers, R&D guys to move around. So we have a little more stability in the Big Bertha lineup. In the Big Bertha Fairway Woods, again, we have some adjustability features where you can change base angles as well as a directional alignment. But, you know, day in, day out, that X2 Hot, it's going to hit a slightly lower price point, so it's going to be a little more affordable. And it's just so pleasing when you hit it. So the X2 Hot drivers are all titanium. Four different loft options are available on each driver, and then the fairway wood incorporate that thin face technology. So it's really, really high ball speeds.
Excellent. Again, you got to go to Mililani Golf Club and check out all of Callaway's clubs, because there are more clubs than I can. You know, if we keep talking about all these clubs, you will be confused.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You need to see them, you need to feel them, you need to look at them. The reason you need to look at them is so much of a club is not just, you know, what we talk about, but it's how it looks to your eye. You know, it's like
exactly.
A golf course fitting your eye, right?
Exactly. And remember, let's not confuse the issue here. We've got our highest technology platform in Big Bertha multi-material design, and then we have X2 Hot. So, We should be able to fit someone with both of those categories covered.
Okay. Now, I love, by the way, this Callaway Chev large travel bag. Boy, that's a really nice one. It's got there's one for Augusta with, you know, the Masters bag that's come out, the special edition staff bag and head covers. Wow.
Yeah, we come out with those in March, April, and they sell out immediately. So I would imagine by Masters time, they're going to be all gone.
So if you want one, get them now. How about
exactly.
The new Callaway Speed Regime golf balls?
That's our new tour series. And right now we've had success on tour. Last week, Patrick Reed was using the Speed Regime 3. Mickelson uses the Speed Regime 3. Pyrrhic, I mean, all of our tour players. We have about 22 tour players using it. I mean, looking at the leaderboard right now at the Valspar Championship in Palm Harbor, we have, you know, 5 of the top 10 that are actually using that golf ball. So Pat Perez uses it, Teo Manistero uses it, Matt Avery, Jim Furyk, Tommy Ganey, they all use that. But it's a 5-piece golf ball that's built for higher club head speeds. I'm speaking of the Speed Regime 3.
Yes.
Now there are also two other models, the Speed Regime 1 and Speed Regime 2, and our engineers have designed tour caliber golf balls for people that may not have as much club head speed as those players I just mentioned. So the Speed Regime 1 is a 4-piece golf ball, urethane cover. It's designed for someone that swings, that has a driver club head speed less than 90 miles an hour. So it has an 87 compression. It's got deep aero package. Aero package meaning the dimples are going to be a little deeper, and the deeper dimple is going to keep the ball up in the air. It's going to have better low speed lift. So when the ball is losing velocity, it doesn't just drop out of the sky like a helicopter. It more lands like an airplane. And Speed Regime 2 is for those players that might use a stiff shaft. Their driver club head speeds are between 90 and 105 miles an hour. Compression of that golf ball is going to be 97. It's a 5-piece golf ball, urethane cover. The aero package is going to be a little flatter. And then, of course, those players I just mentioned earlier, they're all playing the Speed Regime 3 for club head speeds with a driver over 105. It's going to be a all-performing golf ball.
Excellent. So the SR1 is for under 90, SR2 for 90 to 105, and anybody over 105, you're going with the SR3.
Exactly. And that's elite company there. That's about maybe 2% of the players that tee it up weekly.
So, and there's 99.9% of the rest of us.
Exactly.
Chris Wright, a pleasure talking with you.
Danielle, thanks so much for having me on. 10 o'clock to 2 at Mililani.
10 o'clock to 2, Mililani. Go check out Callaway and say hi to Chris. All right. Thanks for being on the show.
You got it. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're going to be talking with Greg Nichols. He's the general manager and director of golf at Ko'olina, where the LPGA will be playing the Lotte. And if you'd like to maybe volunteer to help out, that would be cool. We're also going to be talking about a huge event. It's free for the Keiki. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You get up, you head out, you approach your Acura RLX. You push start, check surface street traffic with available AcuraLink. Feel the Acura RLX's 310 horsepower pin you back. Hug the turns with precision all-wheel steer. You park, hit your desk, get it done. You head home in your 2014 Acura RLX. Your day is anything but routine. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 RLX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With Jewel-Eye LED headlights so you can see what others don't. One-button access to the third row with one-touch walk-in and available AcuraLink surface street traffic. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Alrighty, we've got such a huge schedule. The women's golf schedule for 2014 includes the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association Mini. That happened at Barbers Point. It was a 7:30 shotgun. They've got so many events for you, including this March 24th and 25th. And we've talked with the folks up there. Army Invitational at Lelehua, back for the first time since 1985. Then comes the Jenny K. That's May 16th, 17th, and 18th. And June 19th and 20th, there's the Pua Melia at Olomana. So we've got lots of things to do. Women's golf schedule. And in addition to that, the women's collegiate schedule is underway. We just had the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational, the 29th annual. And the UH did quite nicely there. The next is the Anuenue Spring Break Classic at the Bay Course Kapalua. Doesn't that sound like I'd like to go for the Spring Break Classic at Kapalua? And guess who made the 2014 U.S. Curtis Cup team? The USGA announced the Curtis Cup team, and I'm happy to see Kyung Kim. She goes to USC, and she's from Hawaii, and she's on. And so is Emma Talley, Mariah Stackhouse, who's doing very nicely right now on the LET. Ashlyn Ramsey, Annie Park, Allie McDonald, Irene Lee, Allison Lee, and Arkyung Kim. Now, let's get to what's happening over at Ko'olina, and the list is very long. The Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association supporting Hawaii Junior Golf Day. Welcome to the show, General Manager and Director of Golf, Greg Nichols.
Good morning, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. Now, I understand Ko'olina is sold out for the Junior Golf Day.
You know, we're not taking any more online registrations, Daniel. We're over 100 kids already.
Wow.
And but the good news there is there's four other golf courses. Hawaii Prince still is open. Turtle Bay is open. Kolau and Hawaii Kai on this island. So there's plenty of opportunities for parents wanting to, you know, get their kids introduced to the game.
Yes, and you know, of course, that you were on a radio station on Kauai, on Maui, and on the Big Island. So for you, Princeville Makai on Kauai and
yep.
Puakea are doing this, too. It's called the Hawaii Junior Golf Day. And
it's 12 different golf courses around the state. Yep.
March 22nd on Saturday. Okay, so that's just, one more week away.
Yeah, 9 a.m. it starts, and hey, parents can sign up online, Danielle, at Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.com, or they can just show up. We are, if you sign up online, you do receive a special tee gift when you come out to the golf course, so we're encouraging that. But again, if parents can just show up. It starts at 9 a.m. Registration is at 8:30, so get there early, warm up, and be ready to go.
And on Maui, it's at Waiehu, at Ka'anapali, at Wailea Emerald. On the Big Island, it's Hilo Muni and Makalei. So get out, bring the kids, have fun. And I understand that in addition to the fun and free introductory golf experience for juniors of any age, parents will get to know how to kind of bring their kids along after junior golf. How do you go into collegiate golf, right?
Well, all the opportunities, what we're excited about, you know, the fact that we bring out, we've already had 500 kids sign up online already, Daniel, which is fantastic. And we've had over 1,500 kids come out the last couple of years. So we're excited for a big turnout, but it allows us to then, you know, reach out and talk to the parents. So when the parents are there, we'll talk to them about how they can get, you know, their kid involved in the game. But we also have created the Aloha Section PGA has created what we call the Roadmap to Junior Golf, Danielle, and that's an online resource that's on the PGA website, Hawaii State Junior Golf website, and Hawaii State Golf Association websites. That it's an online resource that tells a parent where all the opportunities are throughout the state for the child to not only learn the game, play the game, but also compete. And that's every public, private, military, resort golf course, every junior golf association, both for-profit and non-profit. So it's really a one-stop shop, you know, that they can find, again, programs near their homes where they can get their kid involved in the game. Because we realize that's one, you know, parents wanted to get their kid in the game, but they didn't quite know where to go.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it easy for them.
That's nice. I like that. So you bring the kids over, they'll have fun. There's going to be snag golf. There's going to be golf instruction. Fun way to get the kids into the game, any age, any level. They don't have to have any experience at all. It can
absolutely
be, right, the first time for them
it to be the first time. We want them to never have touched a club. But it's perfect for them, but it's also it's fun for kids to play the game. They'll get because game is still fundamentals. Even with the first time you ever touch the club, all the way to, you know, senior championship, you know, champion tour golf. I mean, it's still fundamentals, how to aim the club, how to hold the club, you know, little things like that, how to stand properly, good balance.
Yeah.
All those fun things.
The first time I saw my grandson pick up a club and hit one, it was at Ko'olina. It was during a demo day and kids' day. It was all kind of all spun into one, which you guys at Ko'olina, you do a great job. And it was amazing how he just grabbed the club and struck. And it was like, it was natural. It was like they don't think a lot about how they're holding it. And he hit it and it went right at the target. And it was fabulous.
It's instinctive for a child, and there's something, you know, primeval about the game, about trying to play, hit something or kick something to a target and have fun with it. And we love introducing the game at every level, for every age person.
And we have, at Ko'olina, women's golf clinics too, right? You have, for ladies, I think it's at 4 o'clock on special days.
Yep.
Where can we get a complete list of all the different things happening at Ko'olina?
Go to Ko'olina Golf website. We've got a great website. It's got all the information on all our programs. And I'm excited, Danielle, to let you know, we brought in and hired an outstanding professional. We've got a great staff of PGA professionals, but we were getting such demand for all of our learning programs, women's programs, junior programs, senior programs, et cetera. We brought in a gentleman by the name of Marcus Judge, to be our director of player development. And we, as opposed to director of instruction, we're trying to develop players of every level and every ability. And so Marcus is a tremendous, he's actually from England, so you got to put up with a little bit of an English accent, he has very dry humor.
But he's great. You know,
yeah, have you met him already?
Yes. He was on the show a couple months ago,
it seems. Right. Thanks, Danielle.
Yeah, he's, absolutely.
Again, we try to offer a lot of different programs. We believe in growth of the game, and you know, we're very proud of our academy. Mark has been a terrific addition.
Absolutely, he's a lot of fun, and I love his accent and his dry humor.
Well, and we've also got, and you know, our other, we mentioned our PGA staff. You were talking about women. We're very proud to have Janelle Alexander on our staff now, representing PGA and LPGA. She's a great young player. Her high school, she came out of a high school with three of her classmates. Actually went on to play at the LPGA Tour level. So she's really great. And, you know, again, it's...
she's teaching?
Yeah, she's teaching and working at Goalina. We've had her now for about 6 months, and she's doing a fantastic job for us.
I'll have to hunt her down and have her on the show.
Yeah, please do. She's a delightful girl.
Excellent. Speaking of learning, you're having a Mizuno Demo Day tomorrow.
Yep, we're having a Mizuno Demo Day. Marcus is on the Mizuno national staff, and Mizuno is known as a players' club, mostly. You know, Tiger played it back when he wasn't paid to play any club. A lot of good players, a lot of good companies have copied their irons. They've always been known as a players' club, but they've come out with clubs for everybody now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's from 9 to 1. It's completely free. We'll have our staff out there. It's a great opportunity to try those clubs out. But we also have we'll be having a TaylorMade Demo Day that's coming up April 6th, on April 7th, on that Sunday, prior to the, to the Lotte Championship. So that's another opportunity. So we'll have lots. I'd encourage them to go online, look at our full calendar of events. We've got a lot of different things going on.
Always at Ko'olina, if you're looking for something happening, Ko'olina, it's usually dry. It's been a wet 4 months. It seems like it won't stop raining on the weekends. You know, it's gorgeous during the week. We're all like, wow, isn't it beautiful outside? I can't wait for the weekend. I can play golf.
We're fortunate because we still can. We've lost very few rounds due to the weather. I mean, it can be raining, pouring, and you know, and in Ko'olau, in town, or whatever. And we're on the leeward side, so we're very blessed with good weather.
Yes, and blessed with having a fabulous event coming up. It's the LPGA Lotte Championship presented by Jay Golf. It's only a month away. I can't believe how fast time is flying by.
We just met with the Lotte and 141 yesterday, Michelle, Danielle, and we're tournament's in great shape. Golf course is in outstanding shape. We really don't have to do that much other than we speed up the greens a little bit to get the course ready, but we've got a great field. Locally, you know, Michelle Wee, of course, is, you know, still my favorite player. I'd give anything to see her win in Hawaii. And she's playing really well now, so it's exciting to see her coming, you know, her game coming back. And we got all the other great players that are coming down from defending,
Suzanne Pedersen.
Suzanne's outstanding with that Ignaz Otto coming back, and it's great watching the girls.
Now, if someone wants to volunteer, in fact, somebody asked me the other day, I am thinking about volunteering at the Lotte. Isn't that coming up? Yeah. What should they do?
Yeah, they can go online to 141 Sports and sign up there. There should be a number. I don't have it at my fingertips, but they can call Ko'olina Golf Club. 676-5300. We'll direct them to the right number to call. But I'm glad you mentioned volunteers because that's, you know, the tournaments can't happen. Any of these tournaments can't happen with a great field of volunteers. And, you know, the money, I think Lotte donates up to $50,000 to local charities. And we couldn't do it without the volunteers.
It's fantastic. The tournament is April 13th through the 19th. At Ko'olina Golf Club, and there's a free clinic on Monday the 14th during tournament week, so you need to save that date to go out because you just never know who is going to volunteer their time, which one of the fabulous professional golfers. The women golfers always give back to their fans. That's why it's different out here.
They're more approachable. It really is a fun week, and I had the pleasure of being at Wiley for the Sony Open for 20-something years, and that's great. But the women, it's just a more fun atmosphere. You can get closer to the players. We've got large galleries, but they're not so huge that you feel that you can't see over the tops of other people's heads. You can really get right up next to them and watch them play. And I think the way that they play, they're not as intimidating, if you will, as some of the male players that just hit the ball out of sight.
Right.
You know, these ladies are long. Don't get me wrong; they're great athletes, but you feel like when you watch them play, hey, I can do that. I can make that swing, and they're just more elegant, graceful, and fun to watch.
Absolutely. So we've got the demo day tomorrow. This is exclusive Mizuno Golf Clubs with fitting appointments available every half hour, but you have to call for this free the fitting appointments. The demo day itself for Mizuno, you'll be
right.
able to check out the clubs, right? So
right.
The number to call is 676-5300.
Yep.
That's for the fitting appointments. The other, that's also the same number. If you can't find 141 Communicator Sports online to volunteer for the LPGA Lotte the week of April 13th to the 19th at Ko'olina, then also call the Pro Shop, 676-5300. Warning, Pro Shop, a lot of calls may be coming in. then you'll give them a call, and they'll direct you to how to volunteer. Alan Nakamura is your superintendent, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's been with us for 20-something years, and he's outstanding. In fact, when you started talking about all the rain that we've been having, all the superintendents are smiling, of course. They love Mother Nature when she helps out their irrigation systems.
It is wonderful. It's wonderful how much rain we've had. It's going to be interesting, though, with this high wind warning we've got up, you know, with the winds 45 miles an hour on Kauai. It seems so quiet on Oahu, doesn't it? It's like, wind?
Yeah, it's fine right now, but, you know, we could play in wind. And, you know, like the old Scott said, if there's nigh wind and nigh rain, there's nigh golf. And
there,
the beauty of our game is that you can play in the elements.
That's wonderful. Now, as a fabulous teacher yourself, let me just ask you, if we're out in the wind, and I'm sure you've said this many times, but let's just say it again, what's the rule of thumb in the wind to play?
In the breeze, swing with ease. And, you know, the point is that you don't want to force it into the wind. The harder you swing, the more spin you impart on the ball, and that causes it to go up in the air. So you actually, the key is taking additional club, so which allows you to swing easier and swing within yourself, and that produces a lower ball flight. The key is just, you know, hey, a great tip if you're out playing in a strong headwind, Danielle, is right before you swing, turn around so the wind's at your back and make a swing downwind. That's the same feeling swing that you should have when you turn around and you try to hit a ball into the wind.
Oh, so you're not muscling into the wind.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't have much muscle anyway, so I really need to remember. But you don't want to muscle it. You don't want to force the shot, as in the old days. That's what they would say.
All right. Now, speaking of giving back, and I'm not sure how much you can talk about this, but I understand there's going to be a ping pong fundraiser for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.
There is. We're excited about that. You know, we've got so many wonderful supporters on throughout the state that help support Hawaii State Junior Golf and all the junior golf associations. So Michelle Wee, who is one of our big sponsors, Michelle sponsors our Tournament of Champions that's held over in Maui, and she's always willing to give back. Well, she came to us, she came to Mark Rolfing and Mary B. Porter King and said, hey, I want to help. Well, I want to do something when we're on Oahu for the Lotte Championship. And so with our board of directors, we came up with an idea to have a ping pong championship. Now, the idea came because people come to, you know, you've been to a lot of fundraising dinners, and they're, you know, they're very nice, but they're very, you know, they're very, I don't want to say boring, but
well, they are.
You know, okay, okay. You know, same old chicken, et cetera, et cetera. So how can we make a difference? So we knew that Michelle loves ping pong, and we knew that a lot of other players do, too. You know, I think it's well known that, you know, like at the Solheim Cup, President's Cup, Ryder's Cup, they always have a ping pong table in the team room. So these girls and guys learn to play, and it's a lot of fun. And who hasn't played ping pong? So we thought, let's engage these girls. So Michelle's got seven of her other LPGA friends. They're gonna team up with 16 lucky amateurs that will sponsor themselves, and they'll bring out their own gallery as well. And we're gonna have a ping pong championship on Saturday night following the tournament. And if people want to find out about it, they can go online to Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and ask, you know, find out about sponsorship levels. But it's going to be a ball. I can't wait.
And I was lucky because I went to I was a sponsor of the, actually not me, but the golf club radio show, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions, the first time Michelle Wee put her name on it. So it's the Michelle Wee Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions. And one of the events that I was participating in was a dinner, and downstairs there was a ping pong table, and Michelle loves ping pong, and she is good at that. I mean, she's good at golf, but she's just such a competitor, and when you're that close and you watch her play, you're like, oh boy, she's ferocious. This is going to be a whole bunch of fun for everybody, so you really do need to find out, because there's a limited space available. This is not...
Yeah. The way that we're promoting this for our sponsors is there's really 26 sponsorship levels available. 26 spots, because if you buy it, we're going to have 16 amateurs play, and it'll be basically $3,500 to be able to play in the tournament. For that, you get to play with one of the LPGA players, and then you invite 9 of your friends, so you can bring your own gallery to this event. But it's only 26 spots available. So if anybody's interested, if they think they've got game and they want to pair up with these great gals, I would really encourage them to call me or check the line at Hawaii State to find out about it. It's going to go fast.
What was that number again? 676-5300?
You got it. Call me personally. Call my direct line, and I'll be happy to share with them how they can get involved. But, we really need to thank, and again, you talk about volunteers. We can't do all of these events without volunteers. Hawaii State, the Hawaii Junior Golf Day next Saturday, Danielle, we have over 60 PGA professionals volunteer their time. We have over 120 junior members of the Hawaii State and their parents that come out to help facilitate these programs. When you've got 600 kids showing up, it takes a lot of people to help direct them and make them, make their day fun. So, again, thanks to all the volunteers that help out for all these different events.
Thank you very much, Greg. I'm just cueing Raf so that he plays. We have the spot to promote the Hawaii Junior Golf Day. It's got all the information.
That.
Absolutely. And we're going to have that right after I say thank you for being on the show.
Bless your heart, Danielle. Thanks for all that you do to promote the game, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are KPOA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 22nd, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
We have a new phone number for you to call with your questions or your comments or your suggestions. The number is 844-332-8500. Please call that number. It's 844-332-8500. With your questions, your comments, or your suggestions about your game or about the game or about what we're talking about, let us know maybe what the funniest or most memorable moment was that happened to you on the golf course. You could be the winner of a couple of sleeves of golf balls. The number is 844-332-8500. Looking forward to hearing from you. Are we back on? Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. All right, what I want you to do is call that number, okay? The number that I just gave you, and I just lost it. Oh, there it is. 844. You know, it's amazing when you have too much in front of you. You know, something is staring right at you. It can just disappear. So I want to have a quad screen to watch golf, right? Okay, so if you were listening earlier, we were talking about different ways that broadcasters could change the way golf is broadcast. 844-332-8500. That's 844-332-8500. That's toll free in the U.S. and Canada. And if you call that number, you may be a winner. That's right, of some Bridgestone golf balls. And you say to yourself, you know, I was trying to call and win those Bridgestone golf balls, those fabulous E6s, the top-selling Bridgestone golf ball on the market, and the number was busy and I couldn't get through. And I apologize for that. So why don't you call now? 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And be our ninth caller, and you'll get to win. Just to recap, the Hawaii Junior Golf Day is Saturday. That's next Saturday, March 22nd. It's free. It's fun because it's going to be all the kids getting together, grabbing a club, and hitting balls. You know what? That's fun. Children love to hit things with sticks. And if you give them a club, and boom, all of a sudden it works. The different golf courses participating are Hawaii Kai, Hawaii Prince, Ko'olau, Turtle Bay, Ko'olina, Hilo Muni, Makalei, Wailea Emerald, Ka'anapali, Waiehu, Princeville, and Puakea. All right, so all of those courses are in, and all of the PGA professionals are volunteering their time to be there. So they'll have the best instruction, and it starts at 9 o'clock, and it goes to 11. And parents, you're welcome to hang out and find out more about the game and how kids, after they do their junior golf days, how, you know, they can go into high school golf and then maybe even collegiate golf. And you'd be surprised how many kids get scholarships to play golf in college. They're not necessarily going to become, you know, professional golfers, but golf stays with you your entire life. And it's just a very cool game to know because you meet a whole bunch of neat people when you're playing the game of golf. Speaking of playing, you know, it may be difficult. We were talking with Greg Nichols just a couple of minutes ago about playing in the wind. It's going to be windy. There's a high wind warning, not a watch, a warning in effect. For all the islands, basically, a wind advisory in effect now. But it was blowing 45 mile an hour on Kauai already. I know it feels very still and kind of like, what wind? But they say it's about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Best to bring anything from the lanai that could get blown over the lanai. You know, your lawn furniture, you may want to wrap that up, put it someplace safe. It's better to be prepared than to be caught unawares, you know, or to go, wow, I wish I'd done something about that garbage can that seems to be like down the road and spewing stuff from it. You don't want to be in that position, okay? Because it's just not fun having to clean up after that and put your life back together again as it's blown apart. So the high wind warning is up for 4 o'clock this afternoon, and right now it's quite nice and quite calm, unless you're on Kauai, where I understand it's already blowing. We've got some fabulous tee times that you could play if you'd like to play a round of golf. First of all, at Makalei, 9:48, 11:32, and 12:44. Poipu at 10:40 and an 11:50. The Lagrassi family, the group, is going out today. The family, they're going out today. They're going to have a great round of golf. And I commend you for playing in the wind. Swing easy, okay, just because it's breezy. You don't want to muscle the wind. You can't. Just swing easy. And golf gift cards. All right. At Poipu Bay, they have got this great program. I think more golf courses should do it. Well, you can do it about 4 o'clock in the afternoon is go to the driving range, practice facility. And you can hit free range balls, yeah, at the practice facility. I'm getting to the cost in just a second, okay? So you get the practice facility. You want to warm up. You know, you've been sitting at that chair all day. You're all tight and tense, and you need to loosen up. Stretch first. Hit some balls. You want to play now. Oh, why don't you play 3 holes of golf? There's a par 4, 5, and 3, right? Okay? 3, 4, and 5. There's no par 6s, Danielle, in the game. There's a 3, 4, and 5 right at the beginning of the course. You get to play those. You get to use a cart, and it's all just $25. $25 gets you practice, free range balls, cart, and 3 holes. $25. That's an awesome way to unwind. Just And so if you want to give that gift to someone because they should, they should exercise more, gift cards are available at Poi Pu Bay Golf Course. It's perfect. It's a perfect gift for somebody that you know loves the game and really would benefit from getting out and just doesn't do it. He said, go practice, go have fun, go unwind. You'll be so much more fun to be around. Okay, Michael Patrick Shields is calling in from Ireland. Zachary Jack is on the line. Everybody's calling, same time. Welcome to the show, Michael Patrick Shields.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Danielle.
I saw a picture of Drumlin Castle.
Yeah.
I mean, Downton? Did you go to Downton Abbey?
Well, it looks like it, doesn't it? And
yes.
I'm standing right in front of the Drumlin Castle right this very second, looking up at the tricolor, which is the Irish flag, green, white, and orange, and it is blowing in the wind, too. Just like you're having in the islands there, I guess, except it's windy in Ireland almost all the time.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Are you staying there?
I am, and right now I'm standing outside the ballroom where the big news of the day is that Ireland is playing France in a rugby match, and the whole castle has come to a standstill as people are watching the rugby match.
Wow, and you didn't take me.
You can come anytime you want, that's for sure, because you know, everyone's Irish who wants to be, especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely fabulous. Okay, so you're going to play, are you going to play the Drumlin Castle course, or are you going to just go play La Hinge? You're just going to play La Hinge.
They have a beautiful course here, and it's designed by Ron Kirby, and it's a lot of fun. It's a Parkland course. They have a green that's shaped like a shamrock, too, just for the fun of it.
Uh-huh.
And when you're playing on the grounds, it's like you're on the king's backyard, you know,
wow.
And you're looking at the castle all the time. And
yes.
You can hop in a boat and go trout fishing right on the lake, and it's really cool, and it's also very close to La Hinge, which, as you mentioned, is Ireland's very first golf course by Old Tom Morris. And that's on the sea, and also next to the Cliffs of Moher, which everybody who comes to Ireland visits. They have 650 feet from the top of the cliff to the sea, and you can stand right there on the edge of it.
Wow.
And there are days when they have wind warnings, and they say to the tourists, please don't go over to the cliffs, and they go anyway, and they get blown off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep, every year.
Wow. Every year somebody gets blown off the cliff at La Hinge.
So much so, there's a memorial there for the people who have been blown over the side.
Wow. We should.
What a way to go.
Yeah, that's, I was looking at La Hinge Golf Club since 1892,
yeah.
Following the footsteps of major winners. This is all online. You can find this. And then I found rules. You must wear golf shoes. No logo wear or slogans on garments or football shirts. No untailored shorts. No denim jeans. No track suits or leisure wear. Don't fold your trousers inside your socks. Only one player per set of clubs. I thought to myself,
the normal standard stuff for sure.
But I mean, how many sets of clubs do you usually bring to your golf course, guys? And there are caddies available.
It's just gorgeous. It has two very famous holes, the Dell Hole and the Klondike Hole, and they have blind shots. They're back-to-back holes because you feel like an ant going through the dunes, like you're in an ant farm. And it's just, and this weekend is just a great weekend to be here. So if you were ever going to come, the other good news is you land in Shannon at Shannon Airport International, many, many, many flights there. This Drumlin Castle is about 8 kilometers from the airport, so you can get in, get rested, and get busy, and enjoy yourself immediately. I happen to have a Jameson on ice in my hand right now because it's 6 o'clock at night, and I'm just getting acclimated. I just got here this morning.
I just want to say that this is Michael Patrick Shields, okay? He is Michigan Association of Broadcasters Best Network Radio Personality Award winner, and his show is the Broadcast Excellence Award from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. He is fabulous. He is our travel expert guru extraordinaire. And you can find him at traveltattler.com. And you really, Drumlin Castle, man. Boy, you've got the life there, Mr. Shields. Thanks so much for calling in after landing this morning, and enjoy. Have a great time. I can't wait. And if you'd like to find Michael Patrick Shields online. His show is online. You can listen to him like you can listen to the golf club. But he's broadcasting from Ireland. What day are you doing that?
St. Patrick's Day, Monday.
Of course.
Podcast and live. And the best thing about it is it's a morning show. But with the time difference, I start here a little later in the morning so I can have a proper full Irish, which if you've ever been here, you know what that means for breakfast, the greatest breakfast in the world, followed by a pint an hour during the show, no more and no less.
I wish I were with you. Okay, Michael Patrick Shields, thanks for being on the show. Have fun.
Wonderful.
Have fun at Downton.
I will be. See you later, then.
See you later.
We'll talk to you later, Danielle. You're such a beautiful lady.
Thank you. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Wonderful, Pork Mahoney.
We'll be back after this with Zachary Jack. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, the funniest things happen in radio. I didn't know whether Michael Patrick Shields would be able to call in, so I was just talking away, you know, killing time, thinking that, you know, Zachary Jack was going to call in around 10 after, and they both called at the same time, exactly when I said Bridgestone Golf Ball Giveaway. Okay, the number is 808-296-5467. We will get a winner. 808-296-5467. There is a line open. And Zachary Jack, he teaches in a graduate program in sports leadership and a writing program at a liberal arts college. He's a golf writer, but he's author of more than 20 award-winning books, including Pond Ball Clintock and the Gods of Golf. Now, I have not read this book yet, but I want to read it because somebody I know, Mike Bailey, a senior staff writer at Golf Channel, he said, quote, "A field of dreams for our sport. Pond Ball plays for all the right reasons." I just love the idea of a children's book or a young adult book that parents get to kind of like share with their kids. Welcome to the show, Zachary Jack.
Oh, Danielle, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Now, tell us a bit about what inspired you to write this book.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I grew up in a very kind of peculiar way in that I grew up on a farm in Iowa, and I had a farming father who happened to be an avid golfer. But interestingly enough, he did not like to golf at the course.
Huh?
So we made a course in our pasture on the farm, and I would wake up in the morning, you know, often much too late for his taste. I'd roll out of bed, and he'd already be there in the shade of the machine shed hitting golf balls at 7 a.m. in the morning out in the pasture. So that's kind of what inspired this book, Pond Ball Clintock and the Gods of Golf.
Wow. What is Clintock?
You know, it doesn't, it's just the protagonist's name is Samuel Clintock.
Ah.
And he goes by Pond Ball. That's his nickname that his dad has given him, and it's kind of stuck, and even the kids at school are starting to call him Pond Ball.
I see. Okay. The book is available at Amazon.com, and there's a little bit, some folks may say Samuel Pond Ball Clintock drew the short stick in life. He wasn't born with a Cadillac in his driveway, a Titleist in his fairway, or a caddy on his bag. He isn't one of the in kids at Harry S. Truman Middle School. His best friend in life and partner in crime is his golf gifted father, Chip. I mean, just that alone makes me feel good.
Oh, good. Yeah. it's meant to be. It's ultimately a happy story, you know, and it's a story about all kinds of things, you know, the beautiful relationships that golf can beget between parent and child, and also parent, grandparent and grandchild, and also just the friendships too, because Pondball is lucky enough to have a number of loving people in his life, both friends and family.
And it's nice. And the fact that he's teased, how does he cope with that in the story?
Well, he's essentially teased by one kid named Billy Bain III, who's a little bit jealous of Pondball. Now, you know, Pondball, as that note you read, Danielle, kind of gets that. He's just sort of a kid who, you know, he's not involved in all the extracurriculars. Nobody thinks he's a genius. He's devoted to his family. He goes home after school, and he and his dad go work on this abandoned, mysterious golf course that they live, that's basically abuts their property. So that's his thing, and yeah, he has one nemesis at school, at middle school, that teases him, but it's mainly because Billy Bain wonders what Pondball Clintock is really, you know, what makes him so happy and what makes him tick, and how a family like Pondball's, which doesn't have much money but loves golf, how they can be happy when lots of other country club families look like they'd be happy, you know, on the outside, but aren't so happy as this family that doesn't have much.
Isn't that a wonderful, I love the premise. I mean, just, that's what children should be reading, you know. And what age do you recommend for this book?
You know, I wrote it hoping that you know, kids who are, Pondball himself is just starting, he's just going into middle school. So he's, you know, maybe 12, 13. So I would say, you know, if readers at home are kind of, as they say, read up, if they're pretty good readers, I'd say a 10-year-old could read this and get a lot out of it. And I also think a young adult golfer, a teen golfer, junior golfer who's, you know, 15, 16, I think they would read it and still find it to speak to them. And then, of course, I'm hoping that parents and grandparents will get enthused about it once their kids read it, too.
What would a parent get out of it?
You know, there's one of the rules in young adult literature is supposed to be that, you know, almost all the characters, the main characters, are kids. But I actually have a number of characters, including Chip, Pondball's dad, who's a really important character, and then Pondball's grandparents and some other magical and mystical characters that move through here that are a regular old adult. So kind of broke the rules a little bit there. But the idea being that if there's wonder and magic and kind of a reminder of what's important in Pondball for kids, the same stands to reason for adults. So I don't know. The only other book I can think of that kind of does something a little bit similar is The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I completely get it. I'm inside it. I'm inside your book, and I haven't read it.
I can tell. Yeah. We got to get you a copy.
Yeah, right. Well, now here's the other thing. did you grow up with TV and internet? I'm not sure how old you are. It's difficult to figure out how old you are. I mean, you've written 20 books.
Yeah,
but you look like you're 31 in the picture.
Yeah, I think that picture you found is a little bit dated. I'm getting longer in the tooth. You know, I'm starting to sprout some gray hairs from my face and onto my temples. I'm trying to look distinguished. But anyhow, I grew up. Let's see. To get this will date me even more. But I think the first computer. Of course, we wouldn't have enough money to have one at home, but I think the first one that I used in school hit me about middle school.
So
I didn't really grow up with them. I grew up, you know, kind of the old-fashioned way of running around on the farm, throwing rocks at one another, playing football, getting hurt, playing golf, you know.
Right, you were outdoors. Do you think if you had had all of the things that children have today, all the electronic gizmos and distractions, would you have come up with this book?
I don't think so, mainly because I wouldn't have lived it, the parts of it that are kind of autobiographical. For me, entertainment was, you know, going up, my grandparents lived on the same farm, the same property, so I'd, you know, run across the gravel barnyard and hang out with them and hear their stories, and then I'd run back and, you know, work a little bit with my folks, tease my sister or whatever, So no, I think just by virtue of
I think we
not
need,
having that option.
Right, I know our children need to run around much more. They need, you know, it takes a village. It seems like such a cliche statement nowadays, but you know, because it was been used so much, but it does. You know, you ran across your grandparents. We used to live in a world where you could run from to auntie that wasn't really your auntie, but you called her auntie anyway because you know. And we made little worlds inside hedges. You know, there was a tree that we turned it into whatever our imagination decided to make it, you know. Or we had fairy lands inside the bushes over here. Things
yeah.
That, yeah, you know. And I think now they're all made for us, all of those magical places. And that's nice, but I think it kind of turns off a part of our own imagination that children get to go back to. And, you know, I could just be talking because I'm getting older.
Aren't we all? Yeah. No, but that's kind of the way a lot of us remember our childhoods.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes we lose a little sight of that when we get older. But that's the nice thing about, you know, that was one of the benefits of writing this book for me. It kind of reminded me of who I was and how I loved to play. And I think sometimes when you get into your middle age, let's say, you need to be reminded of just the joyousness of play and discovery and all those magical places that you could perceive, you know? You didn't have to have them, or it didn't have to arrive in a package at your door, but you made them out of your own kind of being open to the world and perceiving it and being deeply tied to it and touched by it, so.
Beautifully said. Zachary Jack, he is the author of Pondball Clintock and the Gods of Golf. It's really the first of its kind in a way, a literary golf novel written for young adults and their parents. He has also written a critically acclaimed book. It's a golf travelogue, Let There Be Pebble, A Middle Handicapper's Year in America's Garden of Golf, and The Golf Parable, The Links of Avalon. You can find his books, Zachary Jack, Amazon.com. Of course, you can also visit his website, ZacharyJack.com. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You bet. My pleasure. Have a great day out there. Be glad you have even with the wind, be glad you have the weather you do.
We are absolutely thrilled, and I look forward to talking to you again.
I would love it, Danielle. Thanks again.
Thank you. And
you bet.
The Zachary Jack warning, you know, about the wind out here. Yes, indeed. We have a high wind warning in effect, and that means you need to batten down the hatches and tie up the loose ends, okay? High wind warning, 4 o'clock this afternoon. They say, well, it's not going to come exactly at that time, but you know what I mean? And just be prepared for it. I want to thank all the people who make this show possible. First of all, Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. You got to go play Poi Pu Bay, a unique, unforgettable golf experience. Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment. You get the guys on the property. They check out where you're vulnerable. Then they put the protection in for your home or for your business or a special event. Star Protection. It's what you need. Get them on your property. They're in Hawaii and in California. And there's the Hawaii Auto Show this weekend, okay? Acura is one of our sponsors, I'm proud to say. You need to go check out the Acura prototype. It's the TLX, dual-injected 3.5-liter V6 featuring a new 9-speed automatic with a 2.4-inline-4 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, super handling in a low-wide sporty look, but it's an elegant sedan. Check it out. Acura of Honolulu. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for listening to the Golf Club Radio Show. If you've missed any part, you can always find us online at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.